Hello and welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you today?
Good. Cheers. Congratulations. What are we congratulating on?
Oh, I went to the dentist and I have no cavity.
Oh, you know, I've never had a cavity.
I don't have that many either. I have a lot of things, but not that.
I've never had a cavity. I have perfect teeth.
Good.
The dentist is impressed every time.
Well, this one was very impressed today. He says, your gums are great. Your teeth look good. I said, oh, wonderful. $195. And I found out that I have nothing wrong with them, which I didn't think I did when I got in here.
Perfect. I always impress dentists with my amazing teeth. And I always impress massage therapists with my amazing knots in my back.
Your knots?
Yes, why? The knots.
Why do you have knots in your back? You're not supposed to have knots in your back.
So my back is always so tight. And they're always impressed with how tight my back is.
Wow. Do you do those kind of exercises or something?
I do lots of different kinds of exercises. But
nothing to do in your back?
No, I do back exercises, but I don't know what it is.
How do you never have a cavity? That's amazing.
Right? I'm amazing.
Wow.
I bring a lot of value to the world.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's good. To have good teeth is good.
Yes.
Are you kidding? That's wonderful.
I do brush my teeth like 4 to 5 times a day.
Well, that's good. I mean, sweets? You don't eat sweets.
Not really, no. I mean, I drink coffee.
Everybody drinks coffee.
I drink coffee and red wine, which they don't like. But, I mean, I can't be perfect.
And beer.
Yeah, but the coffee and the red wine are the worst for your enamel.
Ah.
They break down your enamel.
Oh.
So they always tell me to drink it, them both with a straw, but I'm not drinking my Cabernet with a straw.
No. But there's some, she just gave me some, that's why she said it to me, but I don't know which one it was. She gave me some kind of toothpaste. This is good for your enamel, but I don't know which one it was.
Was it a charcoal toothpaste?
No, it just says for sensitive gums, which I don't have, and something else, but I don't know if that's the one she meant. You mean it'd be gray?
Well, I like a charcoal toothpaste.
Is it gray?
Yeah, it's black.
Oh.
Like charcoal.
Okay.
But it's great. It's very detoxifying for your teeth. Really takes out all the impurities. It's amazing.
I never saw that.
Yeah. That's all. It's very expensive. It's like $12 a tube.
Well, listen, honey, I certainly have the money to buy a $12 bottle.
So do I.
Toothpaste.
It's important. I spend the most money at CVS.
Oh, I know. When you go to CVS, is it not always a big bill? I don't know what it is. I never come out of there with less than $75 or $100. It's like, what did I buy?
And a receipt taller than you.
Yes. Oh, yes. And it's all like, do this, do that. But then you know what? And then $2 you could save on something. I forgot what it was. Oh, extra bucks. Big deal.
$2 is something.
I know. Well, I used it. But sometimes I forget them. It expires. I called up Optimum yesterday, because my bill was so high. So listen to this, what she said to me, this lady. I said, can't you do anything? She said, well, you used to have a promotion of $50, now it's $37. During the pandemic, I guess they couldn't give you stations or something. So they gave you $50. Now they gave me $37 or $32. She says, oh, well, you know what? Since you're such a good customer and you've been with Optimum for so many years, we can give you an extra $5. I said, that's wonderful. I said, you're telling me I'm such a wonderful customer and you're giving me $5?
My gosh, $5?
Yeah.
$5 is like a slice and a half of pizza.
And you can get $5 more if you pay online. I said, oh my God. If you want the broadcast, she says, you'll save $60. I said, but what's that? You know, the regular broadcast, you know what numbers? 2, 4, 7, and 13. I said, no, I'm not going backwards in my day and age right now.
My God.
I said, you gotta be kidding me. Could you believe it?
Yeah, people are crazy.
So I said, just let me be the way. Give me the damn $5. I said, I don't think that's such a great thing for such a great customer.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm so sorry. I can't do anything else. I can give you, Showtime or something for 3 months free of charge. I said, no, thank you.
said, why'd you say no, thank you?
Because they pissed me off. you're going to give me Showtime, which I don't want. Then I'm going to forget to cancel it. And I'm not watching it anyway because I only watch Netflix. Netflix.
Grandma, just, you know, you should be nice to customer service representatives.
I said no thank you.
I am a customer service representative.
And I said no thank you. And I worked in Penny's all my life in personnel. I was a personnel manager. And yes, I was very, very polite. But now I'm getting a little annoyed at everybody.
You would hate my company if you tried to use them. And because we just piss off customers all day long. It's like the most amazing job.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the pandemic, you know, it's in construction and everything's custom made, everything's taking really, really long to make.
Right.
Because there's just a lot of issues. Like, people can't even get lumber.
I know.
Like, it's, like, insane. So, you go down the lines and when, you know, thing ready to sell to the customer and it's, like, all these issues starting from the beginning of the process of literally buying lumber, there's a problem.
Right.
It's just, everything takes longer than it usually does, so.
Oh, God, what a pain. Well, do you see my new door came quick?
Yes, well, people should go to Home Depot. You should not go to my company.
You still have the screen
work, right?
You get
things much quicker.
Yeah.
Yes, very cool.
I don't have it down.
Amazing new storm door.
I touched up and then pull it out, and then the screen is, I don't know where the hell the screen is, but it comes down by magic.
That's magic.
Magic.
Wow.
I don't know where it is. I can't figure it out.
Listen, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I should know.
Well, I don't know where it is. It's up there somewhere.
Sponsored today by Josh Sellers.
Cabernet I love Sauvignon. Josh.
Me too.
But like
it's a great brand, you know?
Right. Well,
not too expensive, but high quality.
And we're not drinking Robert. What was it we were drinking? Robert Mondavi?
The last few pods, we were drinking Robert Mondavi barrel-aged Cabernet.
Right. Well, now we're changing because...
We should get some interesting wines in here.
There might be some in that thing. I don't know.
Wine tasting? One of these days, we'll do a wine tasting on air.
Yeah, we'll have to get a lot of wine then. We'll get wasted. We got to get a few more people to drink this wine.
Yeah, we have to be supervised. Somebody has to drive me home.
I went to my first brewery in Connecticut.
Oh.
With mom and dad.
What was it called? Give them a plug.
Was it Marketplace? It was something like that. But Marketplace was the restaurant. Marketplace.
That's the restaurant you guys went to.
Yeah, but then I think that said Market too, something. But it was in Connecticut. Was very nice, very crowded, very big inside, but we sat outside. And I had, Belgium wine.
Belgian wine? You mean Belgian beer?
Oh, yeah, Belgian beer. I'm used to wine. Belgian beer.
Very nice.
They gave us a taste of all the beers, you know. Well,
sounds
not
great.
Mine. Mine was fine, but mom and dad, they had different tastes.
Because they had different names. They had a flight.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what they had. And then we had, it was very good, very interesting, very nice. That was my first endeavor into a brewery.
Very nice. I love a good brewery.
I thought it was good. Mine was good. We had something else. I think we had a pretzel. I'm not sure. Well, whatever it was. But there was this... on Channel 12, there was a brewery in out on the island. And he said, oh, my God, he had all different kinds of food. A lot of different kinds of food. A lot of different kinds of beers. He had all different names. God only knows. They're not normal names. You know, their names after, I don't know what they're named after, streets or.
Yeah, a lot of breweries, their beers have very interesting names.
Yes.
Very long names.
Right.
The Long Island beer scene is wild.
But if you, you know, say you like, I don't know, a Samuel Adams beer, or say you like a Corona beer, or say you like one of the other beers, you don't know what you're drinking when they put all these different names on it.
Well, there's usually... It will usually, like, say what kind it is. Like, on a menu, we usually say, like, IPA, like, double IPA.
I don't know what an IPA means yet.
IPA means that it's brewed with hops, which hops give it... Well, the history of hops is that when... Back in the day, during when people from Europe were first coming to the American lands over here.
America.
Yeah, America.
It's called America.
The American lands. Mm-hmm. When they came over to steal the land from the Native Americans, right. They brought the beer with them from, like, England and Europe. Mm-hmm. And they used these hops to keep it fresh for on the boat and when they got here. And that was supposed to keep it fresh, but it gave it a different flavor. Like, it gave it a bitter flavor. So they just started, like, I guess that's the origins that they started making, and they call it IPA India Pale Ale because of, I think it's because of Indians, like Native Americans. Hmm. Unless it has to do with traveling to India. I'm confused on that part, but it was for Europeans traveling.
So it doesn't mean anything.
No, it's just they by accident came up with the IPA because they use the hops to keep the beer fresh.
So that's what the brewery does now?
Well,
or they just call it IPA.
That's just the origin of the IPA. Mm. Like, so there's all these different types of hops these days that breweries use, and they all have different flavors, and they all, like, usually a beer is combined with several different hops.
Right.
And, yeah, you can make a beer taste differently by the different hops you use.
Right. I had a pumpkin beer, last October, I say, but it's October 4th, and I got it in Port Jefferson, and it was delicious. You couldn't even sit down. You had to stand on the porch, and you ordered the beer, whatever. You picked it up. Then I had a pumpkin beer in Miller Ale. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like the sugar around the ridge. That's probably what it was.
Around the ridge?
Yeah, around the rim. Around the rim.
That's the best part. You just order the beer for the sugar rim.
I didn't like it. I liked it without the...
That is a wrong opinion.
Well, I liked it without the... Well, I also like a margarita without the sugar.
Well, that's salt.
I'm a very big drinker.
But you are. You should know these things, Grandma.
I don't make the drinks. I just drink them. And I just say, I don't want it. I don't want nothing on my rimba.
Not fancy, Grandma.
I'm just a plain girl with just one, that alcohol.
So you want to hear about my bachelorette party? Sure. I went on this weekend?
Yes.
So went on a crazy bachelorette party. No, it wasn't crazy.
You left Friday.
Okay, I left Friday. I went by myself. It was in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I leave at 6:45 at night. Said 2.5 hours, only 2 hours, 10 minutes without traffic. So only extra 20 minutes due to traffic.
That's not bad.
Not bad for a Friday night.
Right.
Start going. I'm almost like to, the GPS is going to take me like through Brooklyn and Staten Island into Jersey.
What is the GPS?
On the phone.
Oh, on the phone. Okay.
So I'm like almost in Staten Island, and they're like, or I'm like in the end of, I'm in Brooklyn, and the GPS is like, oh, save 6 minutes, go this way. I'm like, okay. So I click on it, and then I realize it's taking me through Manhattan. So I'm driving in this tunnel, and I'm like, what is this tunnel? Where am I going?
You went to Jersey.
And I wind up, I like get out of the tunnel, and it's like 34th Street. I'm like, what the hell? I have to drive in the city now, so I have to drive in the city to the other side of the city to get in the other tunnel to go out of the city.
Oh my gosh.
But before I get to the Lincoln Tunnel, wait, that's the one. The Lincoln Tunnel is the one that goes to Jersey, I think.
George Washington Bridge also.
Yeah.
Both.
But the George Washington Bridge is like uptown. I was like...
You went to the Lincoln Tunnel.
Right, I was like in the tunnel. there's a fire on 6th Avenue, which I was driving down.
Oh my God. So what'd you do?
So the fire trucks and the police cars just like stop traffic. So I'm just like stuck on the street. There's a fire going on. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. I'm never gonna get to the bachelorette party and I'm all alone. I'm gonna die. And I can't, like, what do I do?
So did you call Louis?
Well, I was like, he was in the car with his dad driving to Pennsylvania also. So I didn't want to call him, but like, so I was just like crying for a really long time. And then eventually I got to move and then I got into New Jersey. And now I'm like driving. The GPS is taking me like on the streets of Jersey City, like not on a parkway, like like, where the hell am I? I'm in this like industrial area. There's like factories and there's like trucks and there's like gas stations like for only trucks, and I just was like had a panic attack. And I called Louis and he was like, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
No, I'm just kidding. He was nice, but...
He said, what's wrong with me? He wanted to know why you called me.
Like, what's the matter?
What's the matter, sweetheart? Why are you crying? I hate you, Louie.
So then eventually I stopped crying and I went on my way. And then it was so dark and also my eyes were so dry. I could barely see anything. It was so crazy. I guess because I was crying.
Right.
Then he called me back later and he was like, are you okay?
Like, were you ever there? Did you get there?
Then I got there at like 10:30. And it took almost 4 hours to get there.
4 hours? Oh my God. Why didn't you hook up with Annie?
Everybody else who was going went way earlier in the day.
Oh my
God. So I like couldn't.
So when you got there, what'd you do?
So I got there, everybody's already there.
They weren't worried where you were?
I had texted Marina.
Oh, all
right. We just had some wine. There was sushi. My sushi was waiting for me.
Oh good.
And a penis cake.
A penis cake?
Yes, a cake molded.
Oh my God. I know what a penis is.
It was so stupid.
How do you cut it?
That was the funny part.
just
slice it.
Oh my God.
And And then the next day we went to the spa.
No, that was relaxing.
I got a facial. Can't you tell? I'm so glowy.
You're always glowy, honey.
Thank you. Well, I was extra glowy.
Okay.
And then we went to a winery. Mm. The wine was pretty terrible, but the vibes were good.
You always say that about the wineries.
The wineries in the Northeast region of the United States is... they're not good.
Okay.
They're just not good.
You didn't like the Connecticut one either.
It's not good wine. Mm-hmm. I still like going.
Right.
The vibes are there.
Right.
Just got people around. Sunny day. Sometimes there's some music.
Okay.
Wine's never good.
You like Long Island wine better?
No, actually, this wine at this winery was much better than Long Island wine. I will say that.
All right.
The Cabernet was not bad. Very smoky, which I like.
Oh, I like a smoky.
But it wasn't, like, amazing, but it was good.
I like a smoky. There is a smoky wine I used to get. I think it's Glen Forster or Forster something. I'm not sure, but I don't remember the name of it. But it used to have that smoky taste. I don't know. It was very good.
Yeah, I love that smoky taste.
But I think it was Glen Forster. Glen Forster, I think.
I know that one. But, yeah, so.
All right, so you had a good time Saturday, and then you went out to dinner Saturday night?
Well, yeah, and then we were going to go. They gave us food. They gave us so much cheese, which was really good also. The winery was called Wycombe Winery. In Furlong, Pennsylvania. Just for a shout out, you know, gotta
okay.
Give my plugs.
Right.
Maybe they'll invite us back.
Hopefully.
Maybe they'll send us some wine.
Maybe.
Then we were going to go to another winery, but then we decided we have like 20 bottles of wine. We should just like go have our own winery.
Right.
So we just had our own winery.
All right.
And then we went out to dinner later on.
How much wine could you drink and then go out to dinner?
We drank a lot of wine.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. And then we went to dinner, and then afterwards we went to a bar.
Oh, jeez.
A bar that had, like, it was a regular bar, like, open late, like, COVID didn't exist.
Oh, all right. Like, I'm waiting to go into a bar.
It was a little bit scary because people were definitely not wearing masks, and the bartender also was a bitch.
Why?
Me and this girl went to get a drink.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, waiting to pay. She is, like, ignoring us. Talking to these guys in the corner, like getting them drinks, and it's like, well, you took our order, gave me the drink.
You
I want to go hang out with my friends.
Should have
walked away, right?
Walked away, right? Pay later.
I should have, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was rude. They're like waiting to pay. Whatever. We didn't stay for that long. We just wanted to check up the vibes, you know?
Right, right, good.
Got to check up the vibes of the town.
Well, that was
great. Yeah, and that was it.
I'm surprised in Pennsylvania, they usually close the bars at 9:00.
This was like a very poppin' town. New Hope.
Because you can't buy liquor at 9:00 anywhere over there.
No, but it was like a very, almost like a city like.
Oh, right.
You know?
Did Louis know where that was?
No, it's not near his
not
house.
Near him?
It's near Philly.
What did he do this weekend?
He had a boys' weekend.
What? That's not Las Vegas.
No, that he's going to in June.
Oh, Jesus. She's always going.
Boy. Right? He's always away. Maybe it's good. I do want to live a jet-setting life, so.
Yes, let him go.
We just need some more money, and then we'll really be going.
More money. Get a ring on your finger. That's what you gotta get with the money.
The ring and the finger and the traveling can happen at the same time. We just need to get rich.
Well, you know what, honey? Poppy and I were never rich, but we always did everything we were supposed to do. We weren't rich. I mean, we weren't poor.
But Grandma, to live the lifestyle you lived with Poppy, you need
maybe.
To be rich now.
I guess
nowadays.
So, because, I mean, when you think about it, we traveled all over the darn place. We were always traveling.
Right. I feel like you were always on vacation. Like, that's the life I want to live.
Yeah, we were. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's... But you know what? We didn't make as much money as you guys are making.
Yeah, but think cost of living was lower. Like,
probably,
you know,
right.
Like...
You're probably right. I don't know. It's different. Everything is different. But, you know... But you're making a good salary, aren't you? And he's making a good salary.
Yeah, I mean, we're fine for now, but... Know,
well, you ought to be saving your money because you're living home. And he ought to be saving his money. I don't think he pays his grandmother anything.
He does pay her rent.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, how much does he pay her?
I mean, Grandma, are you going to tell everybody on the whole podcast?
Oh, no, no, I don't mean that. I meant to say, is he paying enough that he can get his own apartment?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
It's all in the works.
All right. Anyway, I talked to Brookie yesterday. She's very, very happy with herself. He went away. He's on his cruise. He's
really?
What they call it is he's...
Below Deck?
No.
He's on Below Deck.
Well, of course, naturally.
Ben is starring in Below Deck.
He is...
Amazing.
He signed up for the cruise for the summer. That's how they do it.
Wait, but it's not the summer.
It is the summer.
Right now it's April.
But that's the summer cruise. He was in Seattle for 4 weeks, cruising around wherever he's cruising. I don't know, maybe taking them to Hawaii.
This is my cousin's fiance we're talking about for all the fans.
Yeah.
Might be confused why we're talking about this random person who's on a cruise.
And then he's going 6 weeks to Alaska. And then he comes home in June, I think. Then he goes back. But he will be home for the month of September when the baby's born.
Okay, that's very good. He should...
Then he'll leave end of September.
And he'll go back?
He's going to go back.
Oh, Lord.
I know. That's what I say. So she wants me to come in October to help her with the baby.
So you should.
Yeah. for the month of October.
Very good.
She has two dogs and the baby. You know, new mother. Very nervous. You know how it is. Though you don't know how it is, but it's very nerve wracking when you first have a first baby. And you're new.
Well, yeah,
without, and he's not there.
Without your husband.
He'll be there in September. So I think they might try to get an apartment. She was asking me what I thought. I said, I think you should. So this way Ben could bond with the baby for the month of September.
They should definitely get an apartment.
Then she said she doesn't know if he's going to go for the winter.
Oh, Lord. So,
but we're hoping that the baby will change his mind. But
yes,
she says it's a good job because they like pay you 14 hours a day, but you don't work 14 hours a day, but they pay you for 14 hours a day. But it's whatever
he
wants to do.
Whatever he wants to do.
I said, the only one I know who could do this is you, Brookie.
Oh, my God. I could never.
I says, I don't think Rebecca could do it. Maybe Olivia.
What? Have a...
have a relationship where the fella's gone for 6 weeks and comes home for 4 weeks and then goes back for 6 weeks.
Personally, I think I'd be, like, miserable.
Yeah. You want your husband home. But she said she could do it. But, again, remember, now she has a family, at least. When she was up in Maine, she didn't have nobody.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, now at least she has... her family around her.
Definitely.
I said, you have to be a strong person, Brookie, to do this.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know, ay, 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 he's right.
Well, very happy for Brookie.
Yes. And she's feeling good, and she had another sonogram, and everything looks good.
Good.
And she's got names, but she's not telling us them yet. I said, well, don't tell me because I don't want to be responsible if it gets out.
I want to know.
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
Fine. I'm going to, I was going to say I'm going to get her drunk and ask her, but.
Can't get her drunk. She can't.
I can't get her drunk.
No.
Damn.
I talked to Connor today. He's doing good. Alyssa's going to, her mother's coming up this weekend. They're going to go look at wedding gowns. She'll be there Friday, Saturday, and she's leaving Sunday, so.
Wow.
I know. Everything's just happened. I mean, I'm happy. Everything in my life is good. You know, I saw Marco last Saturday. Oh, he's so smart. Hi, Grandma Betty. I said, hi, Marco.
He says that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He knows his colors. He knows how to count. He looks at my nails. He says, you got flowers. I said, yes. And he counts your fingers.
Oh, my gosh. How cute.
Yes, he's very cute. He's very good. Very cute. Does a lot of nice things. Nice to have him in the backyard. So that was good. I don't know. I think Uncle Bonnie might be going.
I'm going to call this. We should start naming this segment Grandma's Updates.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. If you don't want me to talk, I won't talk.
No, it's just funny because you start, and then you talk about everybody, and then, like, you just go through the whole list.
Not bad. I'm not talking bad.
No, you have a lot to say.
Well, you know what?
You're like, this is the one, and then this one's good. And, you know, there's always some people you don't mention. I'm like, well, what's going on with them?
They're doing good. She's working. She had her shoulder operation surgery, and she's doing good with that.
Who?
Haley. She's doing well, and Taylor's doing well with her house.
Very good. Yeah, her house looks really cute.
Everybody's doing very well.
I want a house. I want to move to Charleston.
Is she in Charleston or,
she's in Charleston.
Oh, what's the other one? There's two places. Charleston,
Charlotte.
Yeah, but that's in North Carolina,
No, that's
right?
In North Carolina. Right. That's, like, yeah. That's different.
I guess.
Very different city.
I guess Long Island is very expensive.
It's so expensive, I can't live here anymore.
I know, but, you know. Look at Taylor. She's in South Carolina.
I'll go move there and hang out with her.
All right. She has only one friend over there. You know, she will make friends when Peyton starts mingling, like, with these other things. You know, like mommy and me and the swimming.
Yeah.
We have mothers who are home, you know, who don't work.
Yeah.
She Some mothers won't be working, so other people will be jealous that she's home, not having to work, and they have to work. But eventually she'll make contact with people through Peyton, actually.
Right, because she'll go to school and
mommy
stuff.
Mommy and me and the swim lessons and stuff like that. But, you know, it's, you go to a different state, it's not easy.
No, but, you know, like, it's not...
But they're beautiful houses and stuff.
Yeah, and you get a lot for your money, and the taxes are cheaper.
But it's not New York. New York, New York, it's a wonderful place.
But there's less traffic.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that anymore. Suzanne says Florida seems to be getting more traffic every day compared to what it was.
The more a place gets populated, you know, the worse the traffic. What can you do?
Because when she first moved there, there was hardly any cars. Now, it's always packed. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do about that.
No. So, yeah, the bachelorette party, I think that was the end of my story.
Good.
Yeah, very fun.
And she's happy?
Yeah, she's very happy.
Now, where is she going to live when she gets... She's going to marry in Connecticut, correct?
Yes, they're actually moving to San Antonio.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and I told her. I said, my grandma said you got to go to the Riverwalk.
Yeah, she has to. It's great. The Riverwalk
is
great.
Riverwalk.
Yes. Oh, you have to. No doubt.
So, they're going to go to the Riverwalk.
And there's a lovely theater there, too. Like a playhouse, you know.
Oh, well, I'll tell
her. They do, who did I see there? Did I see Dionne Warwick there? I forgot who I saw there, but it was very, very nice.
I gotta tell her.
Now, what happened with her job in Washington?
No, she still has the job. It's she works from home.
Oh.
He is in the Coast Guard, so that's why they're moving him there for whatever reason.
So will she be able to still work from home when she's
yeah.
in? Oh, okay. But what happens when they start to ask you to work?
Then she has to figure it out.
Right.
But it won't, you know, honestly.
Now, her mother and father still live in Rockville Center, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So, they're getting married in a few weeks.
Wow. When is the date?
Cannot wait for a social gathering.
Is that May 15th again?
Yeah.
Now, they're getting married in Connecticut. Indoors or outdoors?
Not I mean, beach. They're getting in married in a church.
Mommy's not at the beach or anything.
No.
Oh, all right. And now, will you have to wear a mask at the wedding?
I didn't ask.
Oh, okay. You'll find out.
I have some. Maybe you'll get one that matches.
Okay. You might not, I don't know how. I don't know what the rules are anymore. I think in Connecticut, it's pretty opened.
I was assuming that, like, you have to wear a mask, like, walking around the reception, but not if you're, like, seated at your table.
But can you dance? I mean,
I'm assuming you can dance in your mask.
With your one person at a table.
At a table?
Well, who are you going to dance with? Anyone else? No.
I mean, you can't control who people are dancing with. You can't be, like, 6 feet apart on the dance floor.
Well, you can only dance with anybody who's at your table.
Oh, that's the rule?
I think so.
Like, you can dance at your table.
With someone who's at your table.
Oh, Lord, that's dumb.
That's all right. You're going to dance with Louis anyway. What do you care?
Well, yeah, but I'm like, how can you... They're not going to be able to control that.
I don't know what the heck they can control.
Like, who's in charge?
I don't know.
Like, is there going to be, like, a COVID police there? Like, I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it, honey. I really don't know how they do it. How long did it take you to get home?
Oh, just, like, 2.5 hours. Like, the normal amount.
Oh, so you didn't listen about... Go sit... Say 6 minutes and go this way.
Nope. I just went through Staten Island, and then I went through Brooklyn, and then I was on Long Island.
You did very good by yourself traveling.
I know.
Very good.
I only called Louis once.
All right. That's all right.
For the address to his aunt's house.
To why?
Because I had to meet at his aunt's house.
When?
On Sunday.
Oh, coming home? He came home with you then?
No. He went home. I had to meet him there.
Why?
For a family party.
Oh, so you didn't stay with Marina on Sunday. You just left and went over to Louis' aunt's house.
Right, on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, all right. What kind of party was it? Another birthday?
Yeah.
It was quite a birthday over there.
I know. I was like so tired. I was like, oh gosh.
But too bad you had to walk home. You had to drive home by yourself that Sunday night.
Yeah, but everybody left on Sunday.
So why didn't he leave with you?
Louis? We weren't together.
Oh, he had his own car?
In Pennsylvania? We weren't, he wasn't at, in Pennsylvania with me.
I know, but when you were coming home from his aunt's, oh, his aunt's house was in over here on Long Island.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking his aunt's house was in Pennsylvania.
No, I drove home to Oceanside.
I thought when you said you had to get his address, I thought that she lives in Pennsylvania.
No. He did have the aunt who lived in Pennsylvania, but she's since moved to Florida.
Oh, all right. Did his father ever move there yet?
They actually are moving there in like 2 weeks.
So he won't be living in East Meadow anymore?
Nope.
So then you can't go there anymore to have a private time?
Yeah, it won't be a private situation anymore. It'll be very different. But it's okay. It is what it is. He's always going to move there eventually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he always wanted to move there.
All right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So how was it? Did you talk to Annie when you were there at the bachelorette party?
Yeah.
How was she? Good?
She's good.
Good. She's the friendlier of them.
Of her siblings? She is.
Oh, good. So that was good. So what else is going on?
Nothing. Just working. Podcasting. Yeah. Giving the world amazing content. Like, what else can I do with my day, you know? Been working out.
All right. You went up to that gym and you like it.
Yeah, I go to this gym now. It's crazy. Like. I do like it. They have, like, a lot of different things there.
Right.
They got all the equipment. That's the word. They got a lot of equipment, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But I'm very tired. I can't sleep. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So take the, what is it? The cozy tea. Cozy tea.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was going to have that last night, and then I was like, because I couldn't sleep the night before. I was like, oh, well, I'm so tired. Like, obviously, I'll fall asleep tonight. Well,
what's on your mind?
Just everything.
Well, can you erase some things that are on your mind when you're going to go to sleep?
Yeah, I just think about work a lot because everybody's like so crazy there. I'm just like, ugh.
You know what? Leave work at work at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, whatever you leave. Leave it there and then.
You're right.
Don't worry about it. And then get the next morning when you get there, that's when you think about work again.
You're right. I should. Because who cares? It's all just.
It's only work.
I'm only there for 7 hours a day and it's only to make money, you know?
It doesn't matter. You leave it at 4 o'clock. When you go out the door, you leave the company there.
Yes, I'm getting the wine.
You leave it there, and you get back there the next morning to whatever you have to do until you go home.
Exactly.
That's what you have to do.
I need to take this sentiment on. Is that what you did when you worked?
Yep.
What did you do, Grandma?
I was in the personnel department. I was
in JCPenney.
Personnel specialist.
What does that mean?
Well, I hired people, I fired people, disciplinary acts, if it so be, like, if there was a complaint about.
So, like, HR?
An associate, you know. Try to recruit people, like, from the high schools, you know, go and talk to these young people, maybe they want a job in retailing, and
look
at their application, and.
So you're like HR?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had my own office.
Do you think I would be good at HR?
Yeah. Then there was two girls that worked with me. One was in charge of the medical insurance, and one was in charge of commissions.
So can you get me a job?
Wait, I don't know anybody anymore. There's a few people I know, they're gone. A couple of them died already.
Oh.
I know. My manager, my store manager, Steinmetz, he died in Florida. And then there was George.
Oh, my God.
Harry Hertz, he died. And then Gil Neely, he died. Oh, my God.
But isn't it crazy, like, that you worked at one place, like, for so many years? Like, did you have, like, the same desk?
No. I started as Christmas help.
Right, but once
well,
you got...
Christmas help, then I went to be in the men's department, then I went into the junior department, and then, you know, the junior clothes, you know. And then they asked me to be a merchandising assistant. And then you go up from... Then I was a trainer. I trained them. And then from training, I went to the personnel specialist. So.
How long were you the personnel specialist?
Oh, a long time.
Like how many years?
Oh, I don't know. Quite a number.
Like 20?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe not 20. Maybe 15, 16. Well, how old was I? Let me think. I was 40. I was still on the floor. So it had to be later than that. 45, whatever.
But once you, so, but then.
In charge of increases.
Right, then you have the same job for 16 years. Like, how crazy is that?
Well, it was, every day was different. You know, you kind of, you know, you did the increases. You had different managers you have to get used to. It was just, you know, different people on the floor. You hire them, you see how they're working out.
Well, it's so funny. You did HR.
Yeah. It was fun. It wasn't, you know, then when people came in, like, sometimes the police would come in and want to look, ask somebody about a certain person who worked for you. You had to find the files. You know, like, maybe they were, like, investigating this.
People. Oh, wow. Drama.
Well, it always, you know, then you have the auditors come in. So it's a lot of different things.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. You know, and I had a, what did I work? I worked Monday to Friday. So at the beginning, I was working like different hours. Sometimes you worked on Sunday, sometimes Saturday. But then once I got my foot in the door, then you could ask for what you want. And then you get what you want if they like you. And they liked me.
Who doesn't, Grandma?
I guess they did. I mean, you know, I had a lot of young girls working for me when I was in the junior department. So that was nice. You know, you listen to their troubles. They all have troubles.
I feel like that's what the older ladies in my office love. Ugh. They love the drama. Ugh, yeah. I'm like, I really don't have much drama. And
no,
I don't really tell much
do.
About...
You, we don't, thank God, our family's okay with it. But a lot of people, one fella, he had to take care of his father. You know, his father was home and he had to take care of him. And it was tough, you know, because... Got in. Sometimes he got in late because he had to take care of the father. You know, then one girl had to take care of her mother. Not like that anymore. You know, they put them in nursing homes and stuff. You know, get people to take care of them. But years ago, there wasn't enough money, I guess, to have somebody come in. And then sometimes this one girl, she had somebody come in to take care of her mother, but sometimes the aide was late.
Oh Lord, that's a lot of drama.
Yeah, it's a lot of different things happening. You know.
Yeah, well, people have lives. That's, you know, like...
I felt very bad for the young people who had to do this.
Yeah.
You know, because I had no one else I get to do it.
Yeah. Well, also,
but
like...
I met a lot of nice friends. I mean, that's how I know Jenny. That's how I know Nancy. That's how I know Barbara, Mary.
Oh, really? All yeah. Your besties are
yeah,
from
so
Penny's?
Yeah, so from Penny's, right?
Oh, my
Mr.
gosh.
Mr. Fisher still calls me up. Mr. Fisher still calls me up.
Wow. Look yeah. at that.
You kind of make a relationship with them, you know?
Yeah. Hmm.
So it's good. But remember, when I was working there, I mean, I don't know how I did it. It was $5 an hour for working.
When you started?
Not for me. $5. I was hiring people $5 an hour.
Oh, my God.
$5.25 if you wanted to be. $5.25 if you had something else. I forgot what. And then, like, the commission. It was like, when I think of it now, I said, who the hell? Why the hell would anyone want? But it was 25 years. Well, it was more than 25 years ago now. It was a lot. It was a long time ago that these people were getting $5 an hour. I mean, you'd laugh that someone offered you $5 an hour.
Oh, my God. $5. Minimum wage is $15 an
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, it used to be $5. And then you have to give them drug tests.
And a drug test to work at JCPenney's? That's
yes,
so dumb.
Yes, and you would get this. I'm going to take the drug test, but I have to tell you, I had a sesame bagel today.
Poppy seed bagel. Poppy, that's
yeah,
what it is. Okay, well, they just smoke pot. Right. That's okay.
So you had to just...
Nothing wrong with it.
Listen to them. But if it came out negative, you couldn't hire them. I had to tell them. But I had a poppy... I said, come back when you haven't got a poppy bagel.
Oh, my God. Had a poppy seed bagel.
And one time I had a trainer person who was dyslexic. Is that what they call it? When
dyslexic.
Yeah. And he was one of the big shots... managers from New York, and his son was, and I had, oh my God, you know, you have to train them backwards.
Wow.
And that was when people used to bring beepers. You had to tell them they couldn't bring a beeper, hand in your beeper.
Why?
Because they weren't allowed to have beepers on the floor. They weren't supposed to. You know, now, of course, everybody has iPhones.
Yeah, you can't tell somebody they can't have their iPhone.
Well, I don't know, but we have rules there. You know, years ago, there was rules that they... You know, if you want a job, you had to abide by them.
No rules these days.
I know. Is it good or is it better or worse? I don't know.
Well, somebody can't tell me not to look at myself at work.
Well, if you want a job and you want to say, you know, you can't do that because of the fact that you're not paying attention to the customers if you're on the iPhone all day.
Well, customer facing is different.
We need customers. We need you to do customer service on the floor. You know, help the customer, make sure you ring in the register, make sure you're straightening up when you have to. It's different. They don't, people don't do that now, but whatever. It is what it is.
I don't know. There's emergencies, you know?
Well, there were no emergencies.
There were no emergencies back then.
We didn't want you on the phone.
No emergencies back then?
Yeah. Well, emergencies, they call me up. Let me know who you want. I go to the floor and I'll get the person and I'll have them call you.
Oh, really? That's how it would work?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to, like, do that?
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
Did you, did they tell you what the emergency is?
They just said I need emergency for whatever and, you know, maybe they might say that their mother's in the hospital or something, whatever it is. I don't remember what it was now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, you did what you did.
That's crazy. Yeah, maybe I should get into HR. Like, sounds kind of fun. Well, you get to know everybody's, like, personal business. Like, you know, like, who they claim as dependents and stuff. Like, maybe you could find out somebody has a secret child that nobody knows about.
I don't want to know about it.
I want to know.
What is it going to do for me?
I want to know.
It's not going to do anything for me.
I want to know.
I just want to know if you can come to work on time. And
I want to know how many children they got.
I don't want to know any of that. I just want you to go to work.
I
want to
know how much everybody makes. I want to know how much everybody makes so bad. All the time.
Well, I know how everybody makes because I did the increases.
Well, exactly. That's what I want.
Whatever. It's an interesting whatever. When I left, I went out just like how Mr. Starmer's my manager went. He went out the door and never came back.
Why would you go back? You were tired.
I left that day and I went out. Went left, goodbye.
My gosh, how crazy. How much vacation time did you get?
It was 3 weeks, and then you get, like, personal days.
That's amazing. I only have 10 days. Mm. And I've already put in for, I'm already requested 7 off, so I only have 3 until next March.
Why do you have, what is the 7 days?
Well, I know Florida is Friday. Vacation.
Friday.
No, I'm not taking off for Florida.
Okay.
I have a bachelor party I need 2 days off for, and then I want to go on vacation with Louie, so I took off 5 days.
All right. And by that time, maybe the summer will be over.
Yeah, but it's just like, only have 3 days. Like, what if something,
don't
like,
you have personal days?
Sick.
Six times? You don't have 6 days?
No, that's all 10 days. Six time, that's it. Days. Just 10 days. That's it. Mm. How crazy. It's like not enough.
Are you looking for something else?
We'll see. Yes and no. Like, I'm not really, like, focused on it.
Right.
But I should focus more on it. I feel like I've been so busy, weirdly, with, like, social events.
Right. Well, that's okay.
Now everything's, like, happening all at once.
Right. Well, with the pandemic opening up.
I know. Everybody wants to get married.
That's gonna be,
Next year, I already have. Well, next year I know about 3 weddings. Then a fourth one. This is weird. Louis got a save the date for a wedding in January. But, like, my name wasn't on it. Is that normal? Like, do you think I'm invited?
What did it say?
Just said to Louis.
No, and plus one?
No, it didn't say plus one.
So I guess you're not invited. Who is it?
His friend. The wedding's in Florida.
I guess you're not invited. It doesn't say plus one.
But it's just to save the date. Oh my gosh, I'd be never.
Well, wait, you have to wait till the invitation comes.
I will never want to meet this friend if I'm not invited.
Well, it might be invited when it has the invitation, when he has the wedding plus one. I mean,
how rude! We'll be together like 3.5 years.
Well, if the wedding invitation has to say plus one, the save the date doesn't
have to say plus one, so maybe I'm invited. Mm. I better be invited. I want to go to Florida.
Well, you're going to go with what the hell's his name? Connor and Alyssa.
I know, but this is like how amazing to have a built-in excuse to go to a beach resort in January.
And then you have like April, then you have October. That's three. I know.
What's April?
April is, I don't know, June. It's June, not April.
Well, yeah, and then I have my friend Jess's this next year, August. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, that's a lot of weddings in 1 year.
A lot of gifts, a lot of wedding gifts.
No.
Oh God, that's funny. But you're not at anybody else's bridal party?
No, just Marina's.
All right. Well, that saves you dress money and everything.
I like my dress though for Marina's wedding, so I'll wear it again.
Oh, good. All right, that's good.
I should try it on again.
Why?
I don't know, make sure it still fits.
What are you going to do for Tyson?
I think if anything, it'd be too, like, it wouldn't be too small.
You're too big, so then you just have to go to the tailors and get it put taken in.
Because I kind of went with, like, the bigger one just to be safe.
Right. Yeah, well, then you just have to go and get it altered.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. I have 2 weeks. I should be able to fix it if I need it to be fixed.
Well, try it on already.
Try it on tomorrow.
Yeah, you say that. Do I have to remind you to call you?
No, I'll try it on tomorrow. I have to go to Louis tonight, so I'm not going to try it on. Because he has to fill my tires for me.
What kind of tires?
My tires with air.
Oh, where does he take them? Where does he fill? He got an air pump?
No, he has to go take it to the gas station.
Oh, right, right, okay.
You think I should do that?
No, I hate to do that. I never know if I'm going to blow up the freaking thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
He can do it.
Yeah, that's like his job, right?
Right.
That's like...
Does he want to do it? Did he say he's going to do it? Or you did it today?
I told him to. Well, it was his idea the other day. He was like, well, your tire's low. And the thing said it on my car. I was like, okay. He's like, well, it's fine. Then today I was like, are you going to fill my air with tires? You know, I was like, can you fill my air with tires, please?
Yeah, right. All right, he can fill them up. It's no big deal.
Yeah, he could do it.
Do you need to get gas in your car?
No, I have gas.
Oh, right.
Why? You should fill my car with gas,
well,
too.
Well, if you're there, you might as well.
Yeah, get me some gas, too.
What are you going to watch tonight?
Peaky Blinders. I've been watching Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I love that.
You watch Peaky Blinders?
Of course.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yes.
We're on season 3, I think. Okay.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
He's a bad boy, but he's so cute.
He's so cute.
I'm watching. I started watching Hinton Land. About a detective from London. He went to Wales. Oh, what an accent, bud. But you got to be so careful when you're looking at it because it's happened so fast.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I said, I need a person sitting next to me if I don't catch something. You know, like...
Oh, well, that's like when we watch Peaky Blinders. I ask 100 questions.
Yeah.
Oh.
But because no one speaks English anymore on these
Grandma,
series.
They're speaking English.
No, they know, but they have the accent. I mean, you know, who's like, this is from Wales, where they say certain words that you don't... Like a tito. A tito. I said, what the heck is a tito? You know what a tito is? A tattoo. They call it a tito.
I never heard of that.
I know. Well, this is from Wales. It's fine. It amazed me. And then he says other things that, you know, you have to, it's English, but it's, you know,
yeah,
kind of from their country.
Right.
I'm sure they don't understand us either.
Probably not.
But, you know, that's here nor there.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one is Interland. I like it. But sometimes I have to watch it twice to see, what did I miss? Because they don't explain. They just go right on.
Right.
You know. Mm. But it's good.
Yeah, I loving Peaky Blinders. It's
I love that
so
show.
Good. The last episode that we watched, I pretty much slept through the whole thing. So I'm supposed to go watch back and rewatch it. I didn't do that. Oh, I didn't do my homework.
Well, see, you don't sleep at night, but you sleep when you're watching Pinky.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
When are you going back to Connecticut?
I don't know. Hopefully soon. Busy though, you know. You got the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day.
Oh yeah. What are you gonna do for mom for Mother's Day?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's too far in advance. Gotta think about that next week.
Not too far.
Think about it next week.
Oh, it's not too far. What did you buy Brookie for her shower?
I don't know yet. Why would I say that on the podcast? What if she listens?
Oh.
And you're like,
don't listen, Brookie.
No, I don't think I bought that yet.
Okay. I'm not going to ask. Okay. Forget about it. So Kyle is supposed to be going for a wedding in North Carolina. Then he's going to Savannah, Georgia. Then somewhere else, and I don't know, can't remember where. And then he's going to wind up in St. Augustine's in Florida.
Wow, what a traveler.
Yeah, he's driving too.
Wow, I want to travel.
That's what he's doing.
I want to go on vacation.
That's what he's doing for, he'll be gone for his birthday, which is this week.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
That's fun.
Yeah, they're going to drive to North Carolina. Then they're going to go to, like I say, Savannah, Georgia. I think she has a friend there.
Very good. I want to go
and
to Savannah.
And then they're going to wind up in St. Augustine.
I got to do some traveling, Grandma. Really got to get out there.
Well, you know, you have to wait till you get a week's vacation where you can just do nothing but travel.
I know.
But you've been to, where'd Mama go? Where'd you go? Georgia this summer, right?
No, I went to North Carolina.
All right. So there you travel there.
That's true.
Where else did you go?
Recently? Pennsylvania, Connecticut, North Carolina, nowhere else in the last year.
Yeah, well, it was been crazy. This whole year's been crazy anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, who knows?
Before that, Florida, New Jersey.
Did you go to Florida?
For the wedding.
Oh, so
that was before the pandemic. Like,
the
last year before the pandemic was
He'll
only
be married
like
2 years this December, right?
Yep. Yeah. So you know, really got to get out there, do some traveling. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you're gonna be in Florida for maybe January, definitely for June. You got to go to New Orleans.
Yes, 2022 will be lots of traveling.
Yeah, that'll be
nice. I can feel it.
That'll be good.
All right, I think our podcast is going to be cut off. We can only do an hour on this, like, ratchet app I use.
Right.
All right, any last words? We have a minute left.
No, stay healthy and hopefully the pandemic is over.
Yeah, get your vaccine.
Get your vaccine.
So we can all get out there and drink wine together. Because great minds do drink alike.
Right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We have to do happy trails to you.
Happy trails.
Till we meet again.